Let's get something straight. This, the chemistry, is my realm. I am in charge of the cooking. Out there on the street, you deal with that. As far as our customers go, I don't want to know anything about them. I don't want to see them. I don't want to hear from them. I want no interaction with them whatsoever. This operation is you and me, and I'm the silent partner. You got any issues with that?
Whatever, man.
No matter what happens, no more bloodshed. No violence.
I'd be okay with it, really, if you want to go. You know, actually, it would make me feel a little better knowing that you were there when Walter Jr. gets home from school.
Okay. All right. So you call me when you're finished?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And have you been in touch with Elliot? Because I haven't seen a check from him.
Yes, I got it.
Really?
It came. it came last week, and I put it right into my credit union account. So I'm taking care of it.
Good.
Yeah. So we're good. We're good. Could you not deposit this until Monday? Thank you.
Call if the discomfort's too much. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Chemical reactions involve change on two levels, matter and energy. When a reaction is gradual, a change in energy is slight. I mean, you don't even notice the reaction is happening. For example, when rust collects on the underside of a car. But if a reaction happens quickly, otherwise harmless substances can interact in a way that generates enormous bursts of energy. Who can give me an example of rapid chemical reaction? Hint, hint.
Like an explosion?
Yes, good. Explosions. Explosions are the result of chemical reactions happening almost instantaneously. And the faster reactants, i.e. explosives, and fulminate of mercury is a prime example of that, the faster they undergo change, the more violent the explosion. Explosions. Okay, listen, why don't you start reading on your own from the top of chapter 7?
You okay? I got it, Mr. White. Don't worry. You got kids to teach.
Thanks, Hugo.
He's starting to lose weight, which is tough to see that.
You know, to feel the difference when I put my arms around him. Can I talk to
him? Of course. Well, when you don't let me in, when you don't tell me what's going on, I mean, it's like I feel like you don't even want me around sometimes.
No.
And recently these afternoons, when you're coming home so late and we're just left wondering where you are.
Yeah, Dad. What's up with that?
Walt. Is there anything else you're holding back from your family? Now's the time to share.
Well, I like to be alone. I mean, at times. And it's not about you, really. It's just that sometimes it feels better not talk at all about anything to anyone.
Alone time can be helpful for some types. Maybe knowing what you do when you're alone might make it easier for your family to be more accepting of whatever it is you do alone.
Well, I like to go on walks a couple of times a week, maybe more, after work. And I really enjoy the nature. You know, the cacti, vegetation, that kind of thing. And it's really very therapeutic.
God, you okay?
Hey, dizzy.
Is that shit?
No, I'm just dizzy.
Oh, God, I gotta.
No, I'm burning up. I gotta
take this off. Oh, sit down. Get some air.
Oh, God. Oh, this. Yeah.
When were you going to tell me?
Tell you what.
Cancer. You got it, right?
How did you know?
My aunt had one of those dots on her to target the radiation. What is it, in your lung? I'm your partner, man. You should have told me. God, that's not cool, okay? Not at all. What stage are you?
3A.
Onto your lymph nodes.
Your aunt. How bad was she when they caught it?
Bad enough. She didn't last long.
How long?
7 months.
God.
I get it now. That's why you're doing all this. You want to make some cash for your people before you check out.
You got a problem with that?
Hey, you tell me. You're the one that looks like you just crawled out of a microwave. You gonna be able to finish the batch?
Yes.
All right.
No. You do it.
Me?
Yeah. What happened to your mad skills? Go on.
Here.
You do it. You can do it. If you have any questions, I'll be right out here.
Next time, put an ice pack on your head during chemo. My aunt said it helped with the hair loss.
We find way out in the boonies, that cook site? Holy shit.
What?
Lab says they pulled up an imprint of some old writing and used to be on the inside, an old magic marker or something.
Yeah? What's it say?
Property of J.P. Wynn Chemistry Lab. That's Walt's school.
Supposed to start at 3.
Hey, I'm out there making fat stacks, man. Chill. Hey, prepaid cell phone. Use it.
much is this?
26 big ones.
Is that all? $26,000?
No, that's $2,600. And your share is $13. Minus $25 for that phone.
How much meth did you sell?
Nearly an ounce.
Last time I checked, there were 16 ounces to a pound. What'd you do with the rest? Smoke it?
Yo, I've been out there all night slinging crystal. You think it's cake moving a pound of meth 1/10 at a time?
So why are you selling it in such small quantities? Why don't you just sell the whole pound at once?
To who? What do I look like, Scarface?
This is unacceptable. I am breaking the law here. This return is too little for the risk. I thought you'd be ready for another pound today.
You may know a lot about chemistry, man, but you don't know jack about slinging dope.
Well, I'll tell you, I know a lack of motivation when I see it.
Oh, my God.
You've got to be more imaginative, you know? Just think outside the box here. We have to move our product in bulk, wholesale. Now, how do we do that?
What, you mean to like a distributor?
Yes. Yes, that's what we need. We need a distributor. Now, do you know anyone like that?
Yeah, I mean, I used to. Until you killed him.
So, who took Crazy Eight's place?
Some guy named Tuco. Badass from what I hear.
Tuco, okay, so then just go talk to Tuco.
Right. Like, hello, sir. Hey, I know you don't know me, but would you be interested in a felony quantity of methamphetamine?
Well, yes, but maybe with a little more salesmanship, perhaps.
You just don't get it, man, okay? This guy's OG.
What does that mean?
Jesus, look, he's upper level, man. He's not going to do business with some dude he doesn't know. Okay, you just don't understand the way it works. You can't just bum rush some high-level ice man and start cutting deals. Okay, it's risky. You need an intro. You need someone to vouch.
Well, who introduced you to Crazy Eight?
Emilio, and that's only because I knew him from, like, third grade, and we can't talk to Emilio either.
All right.
Look, I'm telling you, Mr. White, it's too risky. Okay? I mean, we're making money. Why can't you just be satisfied with the way it is?
Come on! Jesus! Just draw some fucking balls!
Wait till Monday again.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Knock, knock.
Oh, hey.
How you feeling, Walt?
Good. Yeah.
Are you up for having a visitor?
Hey, buddy.
Hank.
Well, let me know if you need anything, huh?
I will. Thank you, Carl.
Damn. Chick's got an ass like an onion. Makes me want to cry.
So what are you doing here?
Well, I had some questions I wanted to run by you. Work-related.
Oh.
You feeling okay? I can come back later.
No. Fine. Yeah, fine. What do you mean, work-related, though?
Do you recognize that?
Huh? Hmm?
Well, that was used to cook meth. Found out on some Indian land about 40 miles from here. On the label on the inside, it used to say, J.P. Wynn Chemistry Lab.
Really? I don't understand how that came from here.
Well, I was hoping you could help me with that. We found it near an abandoned car. It belonged to one of our snitches.
A snitch?
Yeah, one of our confidential informants. Went missing a while back. No body yet, but we're pretty sure he's, you know, probably chopped up in little pieces and fed to the buzzards. Anyway, you any respirators like that go missing lately?
No. I mean, I'm not that I know of.
I'll need to take a look at that inventory.
Sure. Sure. I've got a list hanging on the wall.
You mind if I take a look at your story?
Not at all. No. I'm my guest.
Right, so who's got keys?
The science faculty, the staff, Carmen, the vice principal has the master, and me.
How about students?
No. No students have keys.
Shit, I should hope not. My question is, do any little piss ants know where you keep them?
I don't think so, no. I mean, besides, I keep them right here in my pocket anyway, so...
Well, look, I know they're your students, but do not underestimate them. Big mistake. Are there any other respirators?
No.
Because I'm counting six. Inventory says eight.
Hmm.
Glassware looking a little sparse.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm missing a couple Erlenmeyer flasks at least. Oh, yeah. 5,000 milliliter round bottom. Methods love to brew in this baby. You gonna answer that?
No, it's just... No, I don't.
Well, maybe it's Skylar. She's in trouble or something. I mean, shit, don't ignore it on my account. Answer it. Come on, I got stuff to do. Jeez.
Okay. Hello?
Yo, what's up, Mr. W?
Speaking?
A bad time to talk?
Absolutely.
So just listen. Hey, so you know that guy we were talking about, Tuco? Turns out my boy Skinny P was in the same cell block with him over at Los Lunas.
So we got her in. We're hauling a pound to the dude right now.
Okay, then. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for calling. My doctor is very solicitous.
Hey, look, buddy, the last thing I want to do is get you in hot water. But some meth monkey had a feeding frenzy in here, okay? You got to keep better watch over your turf.
I will.
We don't want people to start wondering about you, man. Right?
Right, no. Right, absolutely not.
So you sure you're tight with this guy?
Two nuts in a ball sack, yo.
Yo, man, I'm Skinny Pete.
This isn't such a good idea, yo. Come on.
Yeah, man, that's what's happening.
Yo, Tuco's expecting us.
No need, man. Me and Tuco go back.
happening, my brother? Sick crib, yo. You've been keeping it real since you've been sprung. What's it been, like a year?
Is this your boy?
Yeah, Jesse, the dude with the glass I was telling you about.
Hey, man, yeah, I've heard a lot about you.
Break out the ice. Take a walk.
No worries, ma'am. No cough.
I said hit it.
Booyah! Wow! This kid's like a mule with his balls wrapped in duct tape. Wow!
Where'd you get it?
I cooked it.
Bullshit.
Who are you working for?
No one, man. I mean, I have a partner that I cook with, but that's it.
All right. Oh. We got a deal.
See, I told you Tuco would hook you up.
Cool. I haven't said how much.
Oh. All right. How much?
35 large for the pound.
Whoa, you're a little lighter, sir.
It's all right, don't sweat it. It's all good. Skugga! Go on, get out of here.
What about the money?
You'll get it. It's a consignment operation.
You want me to float 35 Gs?
You don't trust me?
No, hey, it's not that, man. It's just, you know, I don't do business that way.
No shit, the deal is done! You said this was cool.
Get money from meth, cash up front.
Don't front, dude. Tuco's good for it. I don't need your punk ass to box for me! Come on! Oh, come on!
All right, you brought me some really clean crystal. Woo! If you really want your money in front.
Hugo? Don't mind if I call you Hugo. Hugo?
This fucker's always moving.
We've never had a problem with
you.
Is that Uncle Hank?
All right, what do you got there? All right. Welcome.
Uncle Hank's arresting Mr. Archuleta.
Dude, that
This doesn't make any sense to me, Paul. I don't understand.
I got two words for you. Background check. How about that?
Yo, yo, yo. 148. 3 to the 3 to the 6 to the 9. Representing the ABQ. What up, biatch? Leave it tone.
Where the hell are you? Call me back.
Hey, Walt.
Yeah.
Hank's about to deal.
Oh, okay. I'll be right there.
All right. Let's see what the turn brings us.
Ooh. You're looking good, Walt. Your color's better.
Yeah? Thanks.
He's actually on the pretty strong stuff now. Dr. Delcavoli's trying to talk him out of taking some time off from work, but...
Well, actually, I just talked to Carmen this morning, and they're getting a substitute for a few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I just didn't have a chance to tell you. Sorry.
You bet, tough guy. Check.
Yeah, check.
Checks in the mail? $10 million.
That's $25 million. Blue's $10 million.
Well, then $25 million, because that's how I roll.
Hey, Uncle Hank, why were you arresting Mr. Archuleta the other day? He's a pretty cool guy.
Well, turns out he has a record. Yeah, a couple of possession beefs. We figured he was the guy that was stealing your school's chemistry gear. I mean, you know, he had a key, fit the profile. And when we searched his truck, we found a big old fat blunt, which goes to prove old huge Hugo ain't so cool after all. It's to you, Walt.
Yeah, I'll call.
You know, I can't believe the school system didn't know about this guy's record. I mean, that's pretty scary. How could something like that just slip through the cracks?
I don't know. I mean, for what it's worth, Hugo just doesn't strike me as a thief.
Yeah, well, another personal Walt, but you wouldn't know a criminal if he was close enough to check you for a hernia. Now, that said... We got a search warrant, and we tore old Hugo's house apart. Turns out he's a major league pothead. But he didn't major chemistry set.
You hiding something?
I'm in.
And the river card.
Oh. Yeah, I got nothing. I'm out.
I'm out.
Yowza. When old holes in her purse bails, you know you're in deep. Just like it's you and me, buddy.
What's going to happen to him, Hugo?
Oh, he's, he's going to lose his job, like he should. Probably spend a couple months in county, because it's not his first rap. I'm waiting. You going to man up or you going to puss out?
Hank.
I'm all in. Mm-hmm.
Dude. You bad, 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 horrible liar. You smoking that, huh? Huh? You got a heart? You got the flush, don't you? Nope. Not falling for it, buddy. I fold.
Talk about anticlimactic.
Hey.
The card could have been that bad. Come on. Oh, my God. You threw away an ace?
What are you doing?
And a cowboy?
What?
Oh. A handful of nothing.
Who is this? I was dialing Jesse Pinkman. Well, where is he then?
You the guy?
Yeah, I'm the guy. How is he?
Got some busted ribs and like that. Got messed up pretty good. I was all like, damn, Tuco, chill, I say. I don't know what got into him, seriously. Oh, he's out, man. Way out. They got him doped up big time. So you're the cook, huh? Yo, I didn't catch your name.
Tell me about this Tuco. Tell me everything about him.
Badass dad.
Tuco, and I'm not leaving until I do. Thank you. Heisenberg.
Okay. And seat Heisenberg.
I don't imagine I'll be here very long.
No. Yeah, wait. It's your meeting. Why don't you start talking and tell me what you want?
$50,000.
Oh, man. 50 G's? How you figure that?
35 for the pound of meth you stole, and another 15 for my partner's pain and suffering.
Pardon? Oh, yeah. I remember that little bitch. So you must be Daddy. Let me get this straight. I steal your dope. I beat the piss out of your mule boy. And then you walk in here and you bring me more men? Woo, that's a brilliant plan, isn't it?
Brilliant. You got one part of that wrong. This is not meth.
Give you your money. That crystal that your partner brought me, if it sold faster than $10 ass in TJ, let's say you bring me another pound next week. Money up front. Sometimes you gotta rob to keep your riches. It's as long as we got an understanding.
1 pound is not gonna cut it. You have to take 2.
Orly. Hey. What is that shit?
Fulminated mercury. A little tweak of chemistry.
From the start.
settle it.